Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Did have a delay. Were you guys drunk or sleeping or?
No, it's like everything's in speed up version. I think it's the whole full moon eclipse. You know, the Pope coming and all that stuff.
Don't start with the Earth rotating on its axis and the global warming and all the other crap that you've been posting lately on Facebook.
Tonight's the night. Tonight is
it's
the night.
Voodoo.
Yep, it's a nice tonight. The aliens are coming, and the Pope has ushered in the New World Order. So it's all over. So I guess eat, drink, and be merry, and eat bacon. Hey, Laurie.
Hello. I was kind of getting nervous again. Hello, Brian. Something is going on with my phone. When I try to press it to turn it on, it's just blanked.
Yep, see, it's the eclipse. It's the Pope coming. It's the full moon.
That's
I'm telling
so
you.
So weird.
It's only because you believe it.
Believe this moon? Do you believe the moon? It's absolutely exquisite.
Can you see it, Brian, or is it raining there?
Well, it's cloudy. We were supposed to get rain. It might be raining. I don't know. I'm not sitting outside because it's supposed to rain.
Anyway.
I can see the moon inside
my
house.
The moon is stunning. The moon is stunning.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Brilliant Ideas Radio, where we talk about food, we talk about fun, we talk about dark side, we talk about the Pope, we talk about full moons, we talk about blood moons. Anyway, Brian, speaking of crazy stuff, so you went to the Virginia State Fair, and based on your photos, the first question, you know I have to ask this, what the heck are butt fries?
I bought some for you, and you ignored them.
What are they?
It was basically all the things that I tell you I wouldn't eat put together, and the weird thing was that I was watching this show called Carnival Eats, you know, on the Food Channel, and they were talking about these Philly cheesesteak fries where they just eliminate the bread and put everything on a big, you know, mass of fries.
Right.
And I'm thinking, God, I want that. We see this one place, and they basically put pulled pork on top of fries, which already had, it was fries, some kind of liquid cheese that was nondescript because it had no flavor. But then they put pork and scallions and sour cream and barbecue sauce, and it was really good.
Oh, so the butt fries, it's the butt fries part is the pork,
it's
the pork butt.
Pork butt, yes. And then they had another one called bull fries, which was brisket on top of French fries with everything else.
How
it was what? What was it?
Bull. They called them bull fries, and it was brisket on top of fries and the cheese and the scallions and the, you know, and the sour cream and all that stuff. It was basically the same thing, but one was smoked pork butt, you know, pulled pork, and the other one was brisket.
Did you have a deep-fried Oreo?
No, I didn't have a deep-fried Oreo. I'm sorry. Am I excused now?
Well, what else did you have? I mean, you sent photos of some really cool food, so you had the butt fries, and you didn't have the bowl
fries. Well, I sent photos of all this weird... What, do you think I ate the whole goddamn state fair?
Yes. I would.
Well, maybe you would.
Well, I was in New Jersey because I had a shower to attend, so I was gone for like 5 days.
Wait. Okay, wait. Hey, Holmes. Stop signing up. You were in New Jersey to have a shower. You don't have running water at your house?
Okay.
My father said,
now you
too.
Sound like Brilliant's father. He said the same
thing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he said.
I'm like, what does he mean? I don't have a shower here. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, my gosh. No, so I missed all the back-and-forth photos and stuff. I was too busy with family. But so you had a good time. I'm glad.
Oh,
I don't know where to start tonight.
But I did have,
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
I had that. I had a fresh-made, hand-rolled, hand-twisted, whatever you want to call it, giant pretzel with mustard.
Okay.
I had a big thing of lemonade. Of course, I just posted a picture of me holding a gigantic bag of kettle corn, which is gone.
I had plenty. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, we can. Do we want to hear you is the question.
I just completely lost. I actually have a dog puking in here with me, and I didn't know.
Oh, no.
That's lovely information for the radio.
That's real food. That's good food news. Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I know why.
I know why. Because
why?
You fed your dog's hamburgers yesterday.
Yes. Well, you know,
Lori, see what happens when you go away?
Well,
he's
no,
undisciplined.
Wait. She just gave them leftover pork burgers. And the dog is, like, coughing up a lung in here with me, and I didn't know if you guys could hear me because I was trying to keep the noise of the dog barfing in the background. Anyway, okay, so anything else you want to share about the state fair?
No, it's the usual. Look, actually, I will say that if anybody wants to experience a slice of Americana, you need to go to your state fair.
Yes.
I mean, it's all there. It's just all there, you know. So it's just fun, you know. When I grew up in New York and I lived in New York, you know, the state fair was probably somewhere in the middle of the state, not in New York City. So we never went. We never experienced that. So now it's like the state fair is 30 miles up the road from us.
And by the way, thank you, Brian. Brian wore the Gray and Ideas Radio T-shirt to the or sweatshirt to the show. And did anybody inquire about the show while you were there at the State Fair?
Oh, I had. First of all, I had
I had a lot of people look at my shirt, and then we actually were in the big pavilion building where everybody's selling whatever, and this lady's got this booth, and she's selling dehydrated vegetables and chicken and mush, you know, all kinds of dehydrated things. You know, I was just like calling, so I'm like, come on, taste these things. So I started talking to her, and I said, you know, we should have you on the show because we you know, we have all kinds of people like that. You know, so we even had people that make cricket flour and make chips out of crickets. And let me tell you, the face she made when we said that was like, oh, my God.
Did you sign her up?
Well, I'll send you the information. I'll leave it to you.
Well, who was
to decide.
Because you told Laurie, I think it's funny. Tell everybody who this woman was and what does she do?
What do you mean? I just told you.
What does she do, though?
She sells dehydrated food.
I know, but I thought it was all like the things that I laugh about, like the GMO.
Right, yes. Well, yeah, her business card says all gluten-free, no GMOs, and I'm thinking, oh, God, if we have her on the show, you're just going to tear her apart.
Oh, yeah, sign her up. It'll be fun. Anyway, hey, Laurie. Oh,
yes.
I know you have some news stories, and one of your
mm-hmm.
stories segues into my story about the fish. So
mm-hmm.
Brian has had his few moments to talk about the state fair, and would you like to share your stories about what is that drink called that we had the other day?
Oh, the Tuwaka.
Yeah, Tuwaka. Have you had this, Brian? Tuwaka?
No, I'm
T-U-A-C-A.
Spell it for me.
T-U-A-C-A. Tuwaka.
G-U-A-C-A.
No, T as in Tom.
T?
T as in Tom.
T-U-A-C-A.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever
it is, I've never heard of it. And you know I don't drink cordials.
He was drinking something at the state fair based on what I've heard so far. So, Laurie, you want to tell him about Tuwaka? By the way, Tuwaka sounds like something that Fozzie Bear would drink. Tuwaka. What is Tuwaka, Laurie?
Well, anyway, I don't know what made me think of it recently, but years ago I wrote an article about cordials. I think it was like around 1995. I did an article about cordials. And then all different companies send us all different types of cordials, and they were wonderful. We had Schomburg, and they sent us the Tuwaka. And when I tasted it, I fell in love with this drink. It's like a brandy with the vanilla kick to it. It's citrusy, too, but it's very heavy on the vanilla flavor. So anyway, I said, okay, I'm craving Tuwaka. And I went to the store, and we picked up a small bottle, and it was delicious. So I did some information for everyone. I Googled some information just to give you a little synopsis. It's a liqueur that's sweet and golden brown in color, and its ingredients include brandy, essence of orange, and vanilla, and the vanilla is the dominant flavor, and it's 70 proof. And when it's chilled, it is delicious. It's
well,
one of my favorite.
No, you lost me. In fact, now that I know the spelling, I'm reading from the same thing that you just read.
All right, Brian, listen to this. We're standing in the liquor store, and she says, "I wonder if they have Tuwaka. I wonder if they have Tuwaka." And you know, I'm listening to the word just like you just were a minute ago, and I'm thinking, Tuwaka, what the heck is she talking about? Because you remember the old Tarzan movies when he would say to the elephant, Ungawa? Well, I thought Tuwaka sounded like something
goes,
that Tarzan would say to the chimpanzee, Tuwaka, Ungawa. So I looked up, I swear to you, I looked up at the very
top
shelf. Laurie, what did I say? I said, Ungawa, Tuwaka, and there it was, one bottle. They had one singular bottle of Tuwaka.
He goes, oh, my God. He goes, it's Tuwaka. I'm like, get it. Along with our case of wine and all my little airplane bottles I love digging in the basket for. Oh, yeah. So
Tuwaka.
We come home.
Well,
anyway,
people, if you want to try out Tuwaka, it's spelled T-U-A-C-A. It sounds like something that Tarzan would say. It is pretty good. It kind of tastes like a popsicle to me. It's kind of a sweet, girly drink, but it's not though.
It's got a kick to it because it's brandy, and it's got a little kick to it. And actually, they said it supposedly dates back to the Renaissance, where a legend claims it was created by Lorenzo the Magnificent. So yeah, I just think it's very unique. And if you like vanilla with a little bit of brandy, like it's a harshness. Don't you think it has a little bit of a kick to it with a harshness? That's what it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh God! Wait a second. Brandy. I'm on this research thing now that I know how it's spelled. I just saw a drink made from this stuff called the Tuaca Bomb, Tuaca and Red Bull. Oh God!
No,
I think I just threw up a lot, not a little.
Laurie likes these cordials. What was that one we had tonight? What's it called?
Oh, I wasn't this crazy about Liqueur 43, Spain 92 I think, what's it, like Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Right.
Brilliant, you've eaten there. Yeah, he turned me on to it years ago. I went to visit him, and we wrote an article about him, and he gave me Liqueur 43, and I hadn't had it since then. It was years ago. But
Liqueur 43 is kind of like if you go to the House of Pancakes, and you get that bottle of syrup that they use to put on the pancakes, and you add a little alcohol to it.
Like
it's very, 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 very sweet. But that's Laurie's kind of drink.
No,
I went to IHOP on Wednesday.
You what?
I went to IHOP on Wednesday.
Did you really? Did you get the whipped cream and the strawberry? Double stack.
No. We don't get the waffles and stuff. I usually get an egg breakfast. You know, some kind of big.
You go
to
House of Pancakes and don't order pancakes.
How do you do that?
No.
Why?
No, because I like their eggs just as well. Because just like I always say, I'm un-American and I do anything that normal people would do in America.
Don't.
I hate bacon. I hate pancakes. I don't drink cordials. What else? You know, let's just run off the list.
Yeah, really.
When we have you and Linda here for dinner, you're not going to have a cordial with us.
No, I will not. Sorry.
Okay.
Love you guys, but I will not.
Well, what exactly was
I'll take a picture of you drinking it.
What are we supposed to make for dinner? I mean, he has so many like these little picky Annie things that he can't have. So what is it we're supposed to make?
Don't worry, I'll bring my own food.
And your knives. And roll out all your surgical knives. Yes.
Yeah, Laurie, go to the story about fish because it segues into my next story.
I am. Enough of that. Good luck with that. Okay. Can eating a lot of fish boost your mood? Maybe, says the Chinese researchers. Overall, the researchers found that people who consume the most fish lowered their risk of depression by 17% compared to those who did not eat all fish. Fish is rich in multiple beneficial nutrients, including omega-3, high-quality protein, vitamins, and minerals, which are associated with decreased risk of depression from this study. The researchers pointed out that it is possible that the omega-3 fatty acids in the fish may change the structure of the brain membranes, or these acids may alter the way certain neurotransmitters work. The neurotransmitters are the brain's chemical messengers that send information from the brain cell to the brain cell. Brain cell to brain cell, okay?
Brain cell to brain cell.
Such as dopamine and serotonin, which are thought to be involved in depression. And this is interesting. I didn't realize that depression affects 350 million people around the globe, according to the background information in this study, and the mood disorder is the leading cause of disability.
So
that's a lot of depressed people.
If they ate fish, it'd be a lot of less depressed people, is what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Now, wait
that's
a second. Wait a second. You have to realize something. If Brilliant doesn't eat, he's depressed. So no matter what he eats, helps get rid of depression.
Well, let me talk about
he's never depressed. He's always happy.
I don't know what day it was. When you guys are done, I'll tell my story. Wednesday or Thursday, I decided to go fishing. And let me explain to you. In front of our property.
This is where I start going to sleep, okay?
Yes, this is where you go to sleep. The average depth of our water is probably 8 inches to a foot. And it hasn't been fished for years, and a lot of people don't believe there's fish here. So I had this great idea. Let's just go outside. I'm going to go fishing. Well, sure enough, started fishing and started catching stripers. And I think we caught, 12 or 14 of them, Laurie, when it was all said and done. And we had neighbors riding by who were like, couldn't believe that I was catching fish. And I honestly can't believe it either. I think it has something to do with that full moon and that eclipse and that Pope visit. It probably had something to do with this. But anyway.
Yeah, I think it's also that you were using bacon as bait.
Well, yes, but don't tell my secret. So I caught all these fish.
No,
Brian, I have to give you kudos here. This is very unusual, but you told me in an email or a text or something that when I had caught perch, too, along with the stripers, you said wrap the perch in bacon. And when I first read it, I thought, he's an idiot. Well, actually, I think you're an idiot most of the time. But when I read that, I thought, I'm not going to wrap bacon around fish. And the more I thought about it, what the heck? I'm telling you, Brian, that was a fantastic idea. Have you ever tried that? Have you actually wrapped bacon around fish before?
Yeah, I've posted pictures of bacon-wrapped fish. I know that. But I think that if you've got a whole fish, you know, with the skin on and everything, the only thing is that you cut the heads off. You should have left the heads on. But that's another story. But if you've got a whole fish and you bacon wrap the fish, I think it's just to keep everything in. You know, it's like a layer of foil without the foil.
Hey, I got a question about that. When people leave the heads on their fish, do they gut them too? I hope, right?
Yeah, they got them, but leaving the head on is just, you know, you got good stuff. If the fish is big enough, you got a little bit of cheek meat that's good, that's absolutely delicious.
Anyway, so we had a great fish meal. Laurie had leftovers because she was in New Jersey. But, Laurie, did you like the fish? Laurie? Did we lose her again? We do this.
Well, she would have said... It melted in my mouth, so I'll answer for Laurie.
You're exactly right. We completely lost her. Well, anyway, we had all these fish. Can't believe it. Our neighbor Dave and his wife Mary, I think we had a competition going on. He caught a whole ton of fish today, too. So the fish are biting. It's all because of that full moon and that whole blood moon eclipse and that Pope thing. We had a ton of fish. And if you saw my post on Facebook, I know I use a lot of foil. And speaking of that, Brian, okay, I took the rockfish off stripers and put it on the grill. How do you keep fish from sticking on the grill?
Well, do you ever spray the grates?
No.
Now, because you know what I do is I actually, it's the only time I ever use Pam. Or, you know, you can get the generic vegetable spray.
Right.
You know, in the can.
Right.
Is I get my grill really hot and then I spray it down.
You were giving me crap about the foil. Doc,
no,
fish
is going to stick.
Right.
But the thing is that if you... Anything that you put, I mean, you should know this, anything you put on the grill, if you don't leave it there long enough and you play with it, it sticks. If you leave it there long enough and it actually, you know, creates grill marks, it hardens the skin of whatever, and then it kind of will come off of the grill rather than sticking to the grill.
But if
you put stuff on that isn't firmed up, it just sticks to the grill, no matter what.
Well, you are you and our buddy Stuart would give me a hard time about the foil, so I decided to take some off and put them straight on the grill. And as soon as I did, they started sticking. So, anyway, that's why I put the foil.
No, I would have left the stripers on the foil. You probably could have put them. Now, what was your heat like? Was it hot, or was it?
Was it indirect heat? Long story. The actual inside of the grill was between 400 and 500 degrees, but it was not direct heat, so that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah, and see, I would have gotten them, got some grill off, seared them, and then rolled them onto the, you know, kind of flip them over onto foil and let them cook on the foil. But yeah, I would put fish on foil.
The other thing you could do with
fish is cedar plank. Have you ever used cedar plank?
I actually have a cedar plank, and I was going to use it, and I forgot. But yeah, I've seen people do that too. But anyway, enough about fish. The fish was great. I had no idea what happened to Laurie. She just disappeared. I'm going to switch tunes here for a second, and I saw this article that I thought was pretty cool. You're going to like this since you're a dark side guy. The 14
And I have some more dark side stuff too. So,
oh, you do?
Know,
okay, well, good. The 14 fastest growing restaurants. This I found very intriguing. As of first quarter of 2015, and this is the sales percentage increase of sales per store, the top 14. Some of them on the list you're going to laugh at, but number 14 was Jamba Juice at plus 5%. El Pollo Loco.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Jamba? Oh, come on. You never heard of Jamba Juice?
If we don't have them in our area, how am I going to hear about it?
Well,
except people talking about stuff. Yeah.
How about El Pollo Loco?
Nope.
Yeah, that's a California thing, too. It was up 5.1%. Cracker Barrel, believe it or not, was number 12 at plus 5.2%.
Okay, I know them.
I know. I figured you. How about this one? I'd never heard this one. Papa Murphy's Pizza?
I heard of Papa John's.
I know. Well, Papa Murphy's Pizza. And it's kind of like the Subway idea where you go in and you tell them what you want on your pizza and they make it for you as you go down the line. And it's kind of very similar to Subway, but it's called Papa Murphy's Pizza. That's plus 5.6%. Number 10 was Sonic. Now you've seen Sonic's, right?
Yeah. I still haven't gone to one. I need to go.
Yeah, I've stopped at them. They're pretty good. The food's pretty good. 6.1% increase in sales. Number 9, Popeyes. Now, we know you know about Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
They were 7.2%. Bojangles, number 8.
Yeah, like them, but Popeyes better.
Yeah, I thought Popeyes is better too, but Bojangles is beating them. Now, keep in mind, this is based on total sales increase, same stores increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Diversified Restaurants, which owns, and I know you know these people, Buffalo Wild Wings,
mm-hmm.
plus 8% in the first quarter. Now, this is why it really blew me away. Number 6, this is going to crack you up, Jack in the Box. Now, why in the world?
Where is one? I still don't know where they are anymore.
There are a lot of them on the West Coast, but 8.3% increase first quarter 2015 in sales, same store. I don't know why, but Jack in the Box. Okay, number 5, you ever heard of Good Times Restaurants?
I've heard of it, but I've certainly never been there, but I've heard the name.
Yep, they do burgers and custards and, like, milkshakes, and their sales, listen to this, 9.3%. Oh, wait a minute, Laurie's back, I think. I don't know where the heck she went. Hold on a second. Laurie, where have you been?
I cannot believe something is going on with my phone. I just pouted. I couldn't. It just went dead. I thought the whole radio show went dead. It just went completely dead. I said, let me just power off. I powered off, waited a minute, brought it back. And now I was trying to get on, and my phone, it's like it's sticking. Like I couldn't get the phone number to come on. I couldn't. It's like, what the heck?
Well, welcome back, by the way.
Thank
Laurie,
you.
Have you ever heard of Good Times Restaurants, Laurie?
No, I haven't.
I didn't think so. Me either. Anyway, their sales are up 9.3%. Number four, Brian, Dave and Buster's. You ever been at Dave and Buster's?
No. You know, I thought about it because I like the arcade games, but,
yep.
I mean, I think it probably is. It's all about going to the arcade games because I've heard that it sucks. And
what?
I'm not, you know,
what?
It's like an adult version oh, God,
Chuck
what's that place called?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Up 9.9%. And then your buddies, your favorites, and my favorite, too. Number three, Chipotle, up 10.4%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one. Number two, Shake Shack. This one blew me away. 11.7% increase in sales in first quarter of 2015. Have you ever been to a Shake Shack?
No, I mean, there aren't that many of them. But, you know, if they're just going by percentage, yeah, because I've heard, you know, we didn't even talk about this, I've heard that the lines are like, you know, three blocks long to go to Shake Shack.
Laurie, is there Shake Shacks in New Jersey?
No, but I have heard of them because I think you mentioned them to me. But I'm with Brian. I don't think there's that many, right?
Yeah, I mean, 11.
Yeah, so if you're going by percentages, yeah.
They're actually growing on a per-store basis, average the first quarter of 2015, more than Chipotle. And then this one's going to blow you away. Who do you think the number one increased sales for first quarter of 2015? You'll never guess it if I gave you 100 guesses.
McDonald's.
Just give us 100 guesses.
Domino's Pizza.
Oh, God. I
really?
Think I you made me throw up again.
Oh,
God.
14.5%. I know. Well, Domino's, I know, they've been gained as of first quarter 2015, same store sales plus 14.5%. Now, that I know they've been promoting a lot, and I know they've improved their pizza, and they've made a big deal about improving their pizza. Yep, 14.5%, number one fastest growing in sales restaurant in America as of first quarter of 2015.
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know the real reason why? I'm going to get up on my soapbox. That's because people have gotten so goddamn lazy, they don't get off their fat asses, and they dial the phone, and they order up Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
That's why.
But they've been around forever. Why would people... Okay, I agree with you about the fat asses and dialing in for pizza. But
stop. All of a sudden, come on.
Why all of a sudden Domino's is, like, taking off?
Because they're spending a lot, like you said, they're spending a lot of money on advertising right now. And didn't they add a few things? Don't they have, like, some pasta dishes now?
Yes.
God knows what they taste like, but...
And they
know,
have wings,
so,
too. I think hot wings, too.
Yeah. So they've added some stuff. So,
well,
you know, it's like,
I haven't had a Domino's pizza, and I couldn't tell you when. I was probably like 19 years old. I guess I'm gonna have to try it out. If they've got 14.5%, they must be doing something right.
Well, there's one in Flemington. When I'm in the Flemington area, I used to go. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I actually liked the Domino's for like the little pan pizzas. If I was on the road, I would just grab a pepperoni pan pizza. I loved it.
Laurie.
Yes. Sorry.
Laurie, you grew up in New Jersey, and you're, like, liking Domino's pizza when there's real pizza to be had in New Jersey?
Well,
the
I'm
same
the
reason why I yell at Grill when he makes you frozen pizza? You grew up in New Jersey? I think
well,
that they shouldn't allow you over
well,
the state line.
Well, I couldn't
line.
Always be in Hoboken, so I love Hoboken pizza, so I couldn't always be there. So when I was in Flemington, yes.
Was it pan pizza? Was it Pizza Hut or was it Domino's?
I'm sorry, you're right. I got
Thank
him screwed
you.
Up. It was Pizza
Thank
Hut.
That's same crap. Oh, come on. Same crap.
That's so funny.
I think that they should revoke your rights to cross over into the New Jersey border for eating that kind of stuff.
It
you
wasn't
know,
Domino's. Funny.
It was Pizza Hut, and I agree with you. I like the little Pizza Hut small pan pizza. What they call them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're excellent, but that's not on the list. Domino's is, but I think Pizza Hut's actually pretty good. Anyway, I thought that was weird because a lot of these people I've never heard of, and some have been around for a while. And anyway, those are the kind of companies that we probably should investigate as far as investing in any of these companies because mm-hmm. they're doing something right. Jack in the Box still tracking me up. Number six, Jack in the Box.
Mm. Is that what it turned out? I missed some of it because I was off the radio.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Jack
in
the Box
was
number six?
Buttons. Yeah, Jack in the Box number six. Do you believe it?
Well, I just don't understand why Hardee's isn't number one.
Same here.
People out there that are listening, you need to go to Hardee's because they are coming up with something new every
mm-hmm.
time.
It's delicious.
Yep.
Shall I share my dark moment this week?
Yeah, we've got
mm-hmm.
8 minutes and 22 seconds. Yeah, so you can share away.
Okay, the new Hardee's burger, which I would say is a very close second to the El Diablo, which is now off the list. I was saddened by that because
they had
some other burgers. No, I haven't seen it. They had some other burgers introduced, and they still had the El Diablo, but now they've taken it off. Their new Tex-Mex burger. Really, really, really good. So
what's on the Tex-Mex?
Your assignment. This is going to be the Mission Impossible, which is really shouldn't be impossible. Your assignment, should you choose to accept it this week, is Hardee's Tex-Mex. And the other thing, how much do I always tell you I don't like Wendy's?
A lot.
A lot.
Well,
a lot.
I saw an ad for pulled pork sandwich. And I figured, okay, you know, let's try it. Try it once, you know. It was actually really good.
Really?
And there were three choices of sauces that you could have, a hot one, a smoky one, and then, of course, the brilliant wimpy one. That was sweet. but the coleslaw was really interesting, and I meant to go on and do a little research and find out what they put in the coleslaw because it was cabbage and something else, like, you know, almost like apples or rutabaga or something, you know, had a different kind of crunch to it.
But good, though?
But I'm sorry?
But it was good?
It was really good. Actually, yeah, it was
sauce.
Really good. And it was a substantial sandwich for well under $10 for a large size combo. So you have two assignments. You have two assignments.
Oh, geez. Okay, so Hardee's. Okay, let's go back real quick. The Tex-Mex, what's on the Tex-Mex?
The Tex-Mex has, like, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then this Santa Fe sauce that kind of tasted like it had some habanero in it and other things. Bacon, for sure. And lettuce, tomato. It wasn't overly complex, you know. It wasn't complicated, but it was really good. You could taste everything.
And what's the way
you
serve
really that?
Yeah, I think I'll check that out. And the Wendy's burger, what am I supposed to get? What's it called?
No, the Wendy's, it's a pulled pork sandwich.
Pulled pork.
You know, and I was thinking about it when I got the butt fries today. I was thinking I should have gotten the pulled pork fries, cheesy fries at Wendy's.
Yeah,
but they don't have
Larry,
dark fries.
Larry, I'm going to take you out to a stay. Last week we went to... had Chinese food, so we're going to go to Hardee's and Wendy's this week. You're excited?
I'm very excited. We didn't talk about Peking, did we?
No, we didn't, but we had some great Chinese food, and we got 4 minutes. I do want to mention Beth Mueller. She posted something today that I have to try. Did you see that, Brian?
Oh, no. Don't go there. Don't go there.
A hot dog. Listen to this.
Hot dog, Laurie, you saw this.
Hot dog with cheese. Okay, ready? Then you wrap it in a burger. Then you wrap that in bacon. And then you cook it and put it on a bun. Doesn't that sound fantastic?
Nope.
I don't know, but I did see it.
What did Mr. Bill call it? A turducken?
Yeah, turducken. Oh, by the way, I got to mention something, too. Hot box grills. I forgot about hot box grills. Well, mm-hmm. I didn't really forget because I cooked all that fish on hot box grills. But you guys have got to go check out Hot Box Grills, www.hotboxgrills.com. And Dave was supposed to call me this weekend. We're trying to work out something to get some grills here on the East Coast. And, Brian, I'm going to get you a grill, I think, here soon. So, anyway, check out Hot Box Grill, the great little tailgate grill, and I cook all my stuff on it. You see it on Facebook. One of the best grills, not one of the best grill that I have ever owned, and I was showing it to the neighbors this weekend. They are impressed with it. Everybody's, like, buzzing around here. It's a cool little grill, so check it out, hotboxgrills.com. We are almost out of time. We have 3 minutes left. I guess this is what I always say. Brian, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but, I mean, obviously everybody was really excited about my artistic side.
The glass.
Oh, yeah, your glass.
Oh, my
glass.
Oh, my God.
What's that all about?
Yeah, I know. You kept telling me to blow it out, my you-know-what.
See, when I'm not around. See what happens to you, too, when I'm not around. I can't keep you in check.
No, that was nice,
Laurie. Laurie, you could never keep us in check. I love you,
Brian.
But there's no one possible on God's given earth that could keep the two of us in check.
Well, Brian, I have to say your art class looked wonderful. You are a blowhard, and I think that's appropriate for you to be doing that in art. Laurie, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I'd like to say, I mean, you know, since my birthday's coming up, maybe hint, hint, I just love, I love that colored glass.
Hint,
and I don't know how you can do it.
It's so fun. It's so
therapeutic,
fun.
I bet.
Yeah, it is. It's really therapeutic.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, now that you guys have a tickle fight over there, we're almost out of time. Everyone, thank you for joining us again on another wonderful, exciting, adventurous full moon Pope visit. Night on Gray and Ideas Radio. Come back and see us again next week. We're actually having a special guest next month. And the lady is yelling in my ear that we have 90 seconds. Thank you for joining us and keeping us in the top group of food shows on Blog Talk Radio. We're out of here. We're going to play Laurie's song for her book.
Aww.
I always say book. It's books. And it's
my
the first song. I want to be happy. And check out her website, myhappybooks.com. We're out of here. See you guys later. Cheers.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Happy.